The conference will now begin.
Okay. Hi, everybody from sunny South Waldburg. We're when Daz Midasacha, Pech Kuf Mem He, beside the author, Hamaiti Makarach Lapal. We're talking about the Mida of Sina, which unfortunately is still present. That's why the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been rebuilt, and we're still in South Wolfsburg, and Woodmere, and so on. And we were learning why or how Sina, the Mida of Sina, which has the sheresh of that Mida, is the Yisod of Ofar, how it's manifested in Eish, Mayim, and Ruach. Now we're going to get to the actual Ofar itself, to the Pnimius, the real Pnimius of the Mida of Sina. We saw that Sina essentially comes from the word, Sina comes from the word Sheni or Shinui. It means when one cannot stand anything that's different from himself, when one cannot bear the other. And that feeling of otherness creates a strangeness and an alienation that in an extreme form leads to chasr shalom tesed, to hatred. Now, let's understand this on a deeper level, this opinion of pirut and sinner. And Pesh Kufna Mei, Ad Akan has bore beside the Dishmai Shemuhus, a sinner, who etzim ha pirut. We learn that the Muhus of sinner is pirut, is division, separation, meaning feeling that the other is different from me. Let's go into this in a sharper, deeper way. We learned last week from the Gemara and the Rambam that if a person expresses the hatred, then he's no longer in violation of the Isser of Leisisna Tzachicha B'Vavecha. But Vavecha means that it's carried within the person's heart. He doesn't bring it out. But there, of course, how it's brought out, what is said, these are huge issues in halacha. We're not getting to that now. But the Isser, the Reis of Leisisna Tzachicha B'Vavecha, is when it remains B'Vavecha, cooking inside. Agitating, cooking, growing, developing, exploding, so on, imploding, inside. All of that, the person is Ivan the Issa, the Reis of Leisitnetachich B'Vavecha. Once it's expressed, again, with all the problems that are involved in that, but once there's hopefully a conversation, a discussion, and not something terrible or nasty, so then person is no longer Ivan Isser, but Sitna Zachicha Luravach. So we need to understand this on a deeper level. Why is it that only when that sinner is brought out from its hidden place, why does Hashem Kaveya that it remains, the Isser remains as long as it's in its hidden place, and once it's exposed and brought out, once it's Mezgala, once the person reveals it, he's no longer in violation of the Isser of Leisitna Tzachicha B'Vavecha. Unach Kan, Oimek Noisav Bagdaris Yisoid HaOfer. We're going to learn a very deep understanding, something we haven't seen before, until now, in the Yisoid of Ofer, the Fizah Havanas Midah Tzachicha. And through that, we'll be able to understand the Midah of hatred, of sin. Om Chazal. Gemara says in Pesachim, Shloish HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sinon, there are three regarding whom it is revealed to us and made known to us that Hashem hates them. Of course, Hashem's hatred is not emotion like we feel, but it's described and revealed in such a way of sin. Who are these three people? Now, as Rav Schwartz asks in a minute, you think that a person eats in Yom Kippur, is eating tarfis, is machal Shabbos, or you've heard of a Zara. you'd think that to any of those Aveiros, those big Aveiros, you'd think that they would cause Kivyochel Sinna on Hashem's part. But the Gemara says that there are three Nefesh Baruch Hu's. Hamadaber Echad B'Pav Echad B'Pav. Somebody who speaks one way, he says something, but in his heart it's a different story. He's an Echad B'Pav Echad B'Lev. The second is Hayadeya Edus B'Chavero Ve'Enam Me'idlo. A person who is able to testify on behalf of somebody else, he's able to say testimony, but he doesn't want to say, doesn't want to get involved, he's in a maid love, Hashem hates this person. And the haroya divai erba b'chaveiro, who made v'yichid. And he sees a person, the third is a person who sees somebody else doing something. Adova erva, something in iser, avarayas, something immoral, meaning in the area of sexual immorality, Bila arise, he sees a divine erva, umeyibo yichik. Now, in order for anything to happen in Besdin, of course, there would have to be two Edom. This person is only an Eid Echad. Now, without getting into the sugya of Eid Echad, Nem to be sure and how that works, which is a very big discussion, obviously, this person goes and says Edus when his Edus is ineffectual. All it does is that it creates a terrible name for this person. It ruins his reputation, it could ruin his life. But it's not Edus, since he's only one person. Umeid bo yichidi. So these are three people who the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. So if Shua says, could say on any Aveira. Or from all the Aveiras of the Torah, these are the big three. What do these three have in common? And why is it that these three are davka that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, or makes it known that there's this inyan of hatred that he reveals for God with these three people? So what's obviously happening here is that there's Ba'eris Panag Doris Mahus HaSin. Obviously, the Gemara is teaching us a very deep, deep teaching regarding the Mahus, the essence of what Sinai is, of what hatred is. Sinai ka'omer inyana sinai b'leiv b'lo she'etziya l'poil. The Torah's definition of sinai is when something is hidden in one's heart and he doesn't reveal it. Madua, why? Why is that defined by the Torah as sinna, when it's bilvavech, when it's hidden, not revealed? Madua, biradoka. The explanation is as follows: Choluk yisoid ha'ofer mishar shalosh yisoidus. There's a difference between yisoid ha'ofer and the other Yisoid is Eshu Ruchamayim. Eshu Ruchamayim and Yisoid is Shepal. Fire, air, and water are active elements, are active Yisoids. Shepal. Yeshlam is some Hetzias La'at. Temnif Olim, Ayidei Ha'ofer. Avlakoch Kayim Behem. Each of these three, fire, air and water, have a koch within themselves. They're affected by the earth, but they have a koch that's kayim b'hem, within themselves. They have active koches of their own. Ofer nikur b'loshem abisayin amon, kli. Ofer is called by Chazal a kli, a passive container, a vessel. Ein lo me'asma klum. Earth on its own doesn't have anything. It's completely inanimate. There's nothing. It's lifeless and inanimate. It's nothing. It's just a kli. Now, kol inyano, the whole inyan of Ofer, the whole inyan of Ofer is l'hoitzi makach l'pol l'shar shalosh yisoidus. Take The other three Yisodos of Eish Ruach HaMayim and through the offer to bring out, to reveal, to externalize, to activate the other Yisodos. The most obvious is, of course, Master Zorobo. The earth is nothing on its own. But when you plant something, when the earth is in its healthy state, and when things are the way they're supposed to be, when you plant a cucumber, the earth absorbs the seed and produces cucumbers. Even if itself has no such kind, and in itself the earth is lifeless, is dead, cannot produce on its own, has no power to do anything, to move anywhere, to accomplish anything, to create anything, it's not. All that it does is it takes something from being in a state of bekoach, of potential, and it brings it out to power. When the potential is planted, when the potential meets up with the earth has the ability to bring out. That's its own mitzvah. In itself is passive and inactive and lifeless. But when it becomes a kli for the other yisodas, so then its whole mitzvah is to bring out, to reveal. Yesh b'zekama avchamit. Hachmash negeli nyanei. This means many things. But as far as the inyan that we're talking about, yisod ha'afar inyana ha'tzah me'akach ha'pom. Yisod ha'afar, the whole yisod ha'afar is taking something that was in a state of potential and bringing it out for po'al, for ma'isa. But Caesar, according to this, we understand. Ofar mesukan in yono shul maitzi me'akach l'pol l'shar shalosh yisodot b'shleimus. The offer is functioning according to its purpose in creation. It brings out me'akach l'pol the other three yisodos. Zeh shleimus tikun ha'ofar. Ofar mekulkol, however, when the yisod of ofar is mekulkol, when something is going wrong, in yono shul loy maitzi me'akach l'pol b'suah shleimus. When the earth is not fertile, it's not healthy, so then it does not bring out the potential of what is planted in it. Now, what does this have to do with the three people in Hashem hates? At this point, it should be obvious. But it's a little bit complicated. Me'ata pech kuf memvav. Me'ata. Midas ha-sinah. The midah of sinah in Yona, he ha-tso me'akoach l'po. Hatred, we learn, the Rambam tells us, that hatred is when something is inside the heart, in a state of bekoach, but it's not brought out into reality, it's not brought out actively, it's not externalized into reality. In other words, there's a seed of hatred that's planted in the heart, but it doesn't bring out its fruit, or it doesn't bring out into reality that which it exists in a state of bekoach. It doesn't bring it out into reality. It remains dormant within the earth, so to speak, of the person's heart, within the Yisod HaOfer. So, Ma'atamidus HaSinah in Yonah Iha Tzah Me'akar HaPol. Ze'ingin HaShleishin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sinah. Now, let's take a look at these three people who Hashem hates. I understand why it's called hatred. Harishon, the first guy, Hamadah Be'echa Be'peh Be'echa Be'lech. This person has a certain feeling in his heart, But he does not, that's not what he says. He doesn't express it. Who he is inside is not revealed on the outside. He's an echad b'peh. He says one thing, the echad b'leif, but he feels something else. Echad b'peh, echad b'leif. You could have two people. They meet each other after the weekend, and they both come back to the office. How are you? It's so good to see you. Oh, I hope you enjoyed your weekend. That's what they're saying to each other. But in the heart, it's, I can't believe he's still in the office. I can't understand why the boss would allow him into this place. He's such a yusuch. Can't stand the guy. I hope he had a miserable weekend and that he didn't accomplish anything. So you could have one guy who's from the Palestinian Authority, that's from the PA, another guy who's from Hamas, Yimach Shalom, Zichron, both of them. One guy is from here, one guy is from there, and when they meet with each other, Kiyadua, the Yishmael are very, very hospitable and warm people, and they give the customary kisses, and they embrace each other, and each one has a gun, like under his shirt to shoot the other one. It's like Echad b'peh, Echad b'leiv. It's what one is saying and what's in the heart. Mamish, two Olam is two different worlds, Mamish. That's Medaber Echad B'Tav Echad B'Tav. They're very extreme cases, examples, obviously. Mashul Medaber Lo'inim Sebelay. Mashul Medaber, what he's saying is Lo'inim Sebelay. It's not in his heart. Or Mashulim Sebelay, from what's in the person's heart, Lo Yotze B'Dibur, he doesn't speak about it. Mashakayim V'Leiv, Lo Yotze L'Pol. What's sitting in this person's heart is not put out into reality. It's kept hidden. It's kept a secret. Mashakayim Yotze L'Pol, what the person actually speaks about, what he brings out, is not Enokayim V'Leiv. It's not what's in the heart. So this incongruity between what is found in the heart and what is expressed in the poem, what is revealed, this is what all three of these people share in common. And this is the yisod of Ofra Makulko. This is what creates hatred. When the person himself, remember, sinna comes from the word sheni, too, shona, different. The source of hatred, of course, is within the person's heart. When he himself is divided, he feels one thing, but he says something else. That's the source of hatred. That's where hatred cooks and simmers. Of course, the object of his hatred is somebody who he sees as the other, as being Shani or Shona. That's the object of hatred, but the emotion comes from this split, this division, this separation. That's how it works. There's something that's b'koach, but it does not come out, it's not revealed b'po'al. And zo be'etzem, yisod ofer mekulko. This is when the yisod of ofer is mekulko. She'in yano, because when ofer is working properly, Koach shelo yotze lepoal kishura kala haitzi davar mekulko. What happens to the yisod of ofer, the earth, when it's malfunctioning? Begon adam zara by davar mesuyam. The person plants something into the earth, a specific type of fruit or vegetable or whatever. V'hadome it's michalei davar, and the earth grows something else, weeds. Huzar pre, but some are coats. He planted fruit, and coats, and weeds come out, and thorns. which is the curse of Gan Eden. In Gan Eden, the kites of Adar de Tatsmiach, you're going to try to plant all kinds of good stuff. And what's going to grow over there? Thorns, weeds. Mashu Zora Loisama. What the person planted, what he placed deep inside the earth, what he was hiding inside the earth. Now the earth, when it's functioning properly, will bring that out. What's inside the earth will be brought outside the earth. So he planted fruits and will come out fruit trees. When it's not working, when it's the curse of Kaitzadarda and Mashu Zora Loitzamach, that what he planted doesn't come out. Comes out weeds. He planted apples, it comes out weeds. Mashu Tzomach, and that which is growing, who lies are, he didn't plant. He looks at the weeds and he says, I never planted weeds. So what he planted doesn't grow, and what grew is not what he planted. So echad b'fev, echad b'leif. This is the meaning of a person who in his heart there's planted one thing, but what grows from outside the heart is, good morning, I'm so happy to see you. Not the, I can't stand this guy, what he did to me, and how he tricked me, and how he lied to me, and whatever. I can't stand this guy. I hate this guy. But instead of saying to him, talking to him about what's in your heart, you bring out a different fruit. So inside your heart there's weeds, crabgrass, thorns, of he did this to me, he did that to me. But what actually grows out in terms of what you say to the person? Apples and oranges. So nice to see you. How is your Shabbos? Apples and oranges. Echad b'peh v'echad b'leif. That's what he explains. The middle of the page. There's something different over here. According to what we learn, sinna, dinyana, sheni, hashinui, shibo machmas hashinui. Hatred is lost of sheni, of shinui, of there being something that's different, other. Mehechen bo hashinui. And Mehechen bo hashinui, where does this shinui come from? Ikach shemasha hayi bekorach liyotzulapol. Masha hayi bekorach liyotzulapol. That which was potential. Masha hayi bekorach, that which was potential. That which was hidden. Liyotzulapol. We now have two things instead of one. It's echad bepev, echad beleif. There's one thing in the heart, hidden, in the earth, and there's something else that's outside, that's revealed, that he's speaking about. There's a division now. There are two worlds. There are two different pieces. One is what's in the heart, and the other is what the person is saying. So what's in the heart did not actually come out, the poem. Did not come out, the poem. Did not emerge into reality. If that which was in the heart, in the ground, in the earth, actually grows, comes out. Then it's echad. Everything is echad, and it's not shnayim. Then it's echad. The same thing is in the heart, and the same thing is what he says. Ain't time shinui. Then we don't have shinui. And that could get rid of the hatred. When the person speaks about what's in his mind, again, in a way that's permissible and how that's to be done, that's not for now. But when the person brings out from what's in his heart into the outside, then it's no longer two, it's becoming one. It returns to a state of oneness. Then it's what's in the heart and the earth is what is outside the earth. What he planted, or what was planted in the heart is what grows. And he expresses the difficulties he's having with this other person. And they talk the thing out and they work it out. And that could end the hatred. Then the hatred can go away. Because hatred comes from two. You could hate yourself. You could hate the other. You could hate how you yourself are so broken into, so divided into two. You could hate your own incongruities and inconsistencies. A person can hate, God forbid, his parents. That on the one hand, he was raised believing the mitzvah of honoring his parents and treating them a certain way, in a respectful and dignified way. And that's how he treats them, the poel, the ma'aseh. He tries to be respectful. But in his heart, he harbors tremendous, tremendous resentment. So over the years, feeling not loved, not respected, not cared for, even got a bit abused, and so on. So there's this terrible, terrible hatred that oftentimes the person doesn't admit to himself. But in effect, there are two people. There's the person who is belayed, and there's the person who is bepeh. Bepeh, he's saying, yes, mother dear, what can I do for you? Of course, mom, I'll be there as soon as I can. In his heart, however, there's tremendous resentment. He does not want to do that. And he oftentimes does not admit that because he's a good guy. So he doesn't want to go to that place inside of him that's angry, that's resentful. But in reality, there are two different people. There's the one who is bepeh and there's the one who's belayed. And that's an unhealthy situation. That unhealthy situation can cause many, many things in the person's life. That division, that separation, that split into two. Remember, shinui leads to hatred, can lead to hatred. So this person is living echad bepeh v'echad belayed. Now, that can often cause, especially in a situation where we're dealing with a wonderful, good person who is very respectful and is doing everything that he should be doing to treat his parents the right way. But inside of him, there's old anger, resentment, even hatred. What often happens to that person is that it comes out in different ways. It can come out as terrible physical pain, headaches, backaches, all different kinds of physical problems. Because of that connection between the body, the mind and the body, the inner world and the outer world, the earth and what grows out of the earth, and here there's a shinui, there's a shangi, there's something different. He feels pressured and forced by social convention and by halacha and by decency just to be very, very giving and caring to his parents and respectful. But inside of him, there's 30, 40, 50 years of accumulated resentment and anger. That is also mixed oftentimes with guilt and so on, all of these kinds of things. Shame, guilt, anger, resentment. So now we have what appears to be one person who's just a good guy taking care of his parents and speaking to them respectfully. But inside, there's all kinds of weeds and crabgrass, mamish, things that are hidden. On the outside, it comes out to be apples and oranges, but on the inside, it's the parents, through their own shortcomings, whatever it was that went wrong with them, they planted weeds, and there's a lot of weeds in this guy's heart from his childhood, and now he's producing apples and oranges. Yes, mother, what can I do for you? Of course, daddy, I'll be there in 5 minutes. And in effect, there could be terrible hatred. He doesn't even, in many cases, the person doesn't know it himself. It's just his back is killing him. He has terrible there are other ways that it comes out. Anger, he's irritable with other people, snaps at his wife, snaps at his kids. Has problems with the bunch level. It can come out in all different kinds of ways. the ikkar here is that the person is broken, is split. There are two of them. There's an echad b'pav, echad b'leif. It's a meridic thing. I mean, people are suffering from this in the world. And the suffering comes out in all different ways. And one of the ways of treating this is even if the person just talks about it with his therapist, or talks about it with his friend, or talks about it with his wife, again, not getting into issues right now of Lashon Hara v'chilus, but talking about what he, and being brought back to that memory that he had of things that were hurting him as a child, just talking about it and removing it, bringing it out, can stop the backache, stop the headache, can help him with his anger. And this is a lot of what happens in therapy, what therapists are trying to do, to get to that nakuda where there was this division and the person became broken and there was an echad b'pav, echad b'leif. I'll give you less of an upsetting muscle. All right, here goes. The girl comes back from seminary, and she did like 1,000 chesed hours and heard 1,000 sifas about you have to spend your whole life doing for other people. She heard all kinds of good stuff, that you were created for other people. It's brought down from the Golojna and other tzaddikim. And this was something that was drilled into her very strongly over and over, to overcome the selfishness, to overcome the ego, and to devote yourself to other people. Say that. So she has a notebook, and she comes back armed, and she's ready to go. So she volunteers for every single chesed thing in the family and in the community. She becomes like the Clara Barton of her shul. And, Mother Teresa, whichever you like, whichever from the side of the other side you want to borrow from. Or Lahavdil Elfalfaya Bella, she read the Rebbetzin Kanievsky book, and she's now going to be the new Rebbetzin Kanievsky. She's the Rebbetzin Kanievsky of Lawrence of Woodmere, Slapper, Slaw Park, Monsieur Monroe, or Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, Haifa. But this is going to be the new Rebbe Sekhanides. This is going to even be better than the original Rebbe Sekhanides, if that's possible. Or she's going to be better than the original, what was it, Tzedekis, the American, that Henny, Machlis. She's not going to have 100 people at the Shabbos table. She's going to have 200 people at the Shabbos table. Right? She read the Rebbe Kanievsky book. She read the book about Henny Machlis, Alena Shalomba's two Tzedekis. She read these books, and she's got them both in her pocketbook, and she now signed up to be the new and improved Henny Machlis of Lawrence, of Woodmere, of Flatbush, of Kibon Hills, wherever. The problem is that inside of her, she really has not, in any way, in any significant way, really improved or overcome a certain tether that she has of selfishness and of smallness. But she's volunteered for all of these things, and she's also heard the Sefer Chinuch, that a person is nifal, that a person is nimshach, that a person is affected, and you know, by doing good things, you'll become better. So she's got all the right schools, and I'm not going to. These are all holy things. And she's volunteering. But she finds herself, strangely, she finds herself being angry, resentful, also maybe snapping at friends, snapping at parents. She's not doing well. The new Rebbe Zakanievsky is not doing well. And it could be she also is beginning to have some stomach aches, other minor aches and pains. And there are things that are just not the same. Now, what could be happening here, and what happens to millions of people, it's happened to all of us in different ways, is that she is in a state of echad b'pav, echad b'leif. She's talking one way. She's trying to act one way. But that's not what's inside. She's talking apples and oranges. She's talking the language of Rebs and Kanievsky and Henny Machlis. Of course, I'd love to have you come for Shabbos. But inside of her, there's the weeds of, I can't take it. I really desperately need to have a Shabbos just by myself. I don't want to deal with this stuff anymore. I can't bear it. So the issue here is not about right or wrong, or should you do this or shouldn't you do these things. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the side effects. One of those side effects is terribly, terribly destructive. It's called hatred. And since we were raised to be good, Orthodox, observant Jews who are mitzvah men, mitzvah boys and mitzvah girls, when very, very often we're not holding by any of these madregas, especially with midas, inside of us. So to begin with, Orthodox Jews are much more likely to have back. And I'm just getting to a very practical nafkah minute. Orthodox Jews have been shown that much more likely, and not just Orthodox Jews, religious people in general. Because very often the religious person is going to be much more stuck in that tug of war between wanting to do on the outside what's right, but on the inside not being there at all. So in effect, without noticing it, he or she is echad b'pei v'echad b'lev. Not a hypocrite, God forbid. But there's a metzius of shame, of shnayim, of shinui. It's a very big sugya. Instead of there being one person, there are two people. Now, we're not saying that this person just goes inside, he's not there, that he's going around being mean and nasty and not volunteering for anything. I'm not talking about maisa, how that works. You go to your musavad, whatever, your chesidusvad, you'll work it out with your mentor, with your mashvia, with your mashgiach. I'm not talking. I'm talking about the sickness, the problem. Kiltel of Afra, these other Afra, and where so much anger comes from. And if it's not anger that is brought out of the Poal, and the person doesn't just confront that reality inside and say, you know what? I don't want to have 100 guests on Shabbos. No, I'd like to have a quiet time with my family. Or if a woman doesn't say, no, I don't want to have 12 children. I thought that I did when I was in seminary, because that's what I heard that God wants me to do. And to just keep on having one child after the other, but I'm angry, I'm bitter, I'm yelling at the kids, the ones that we have, because I don't want to have 12 kids. I don't want to have that. I can't live that way. I wasn't raised in Williamsburg. I wasn't raised in Square. I don't come from that culture. I don't come from that background. I'm angry, and I'm hurt, and I'm broken. I was just on the phone with a lovely person on the way up to the mountains who was telling me how she's in a very, very loveless, terrible marriage to a nice guy, a really, really nice guy. But she's a Baal Shuva, and she had experienced very strong relationships before. But they were not with religious people. Some were not even Jewish. Some of them wasn't even Jewish. And she was in Yerushalayim, and she was doing the Baal Shuva thing. And she was told by her mentors to drop the romantic relationship that she was in, and to marry a certain person. He's got, he's nice, he's good, he's got good midas, he's got good hashkafas, he's the guy for you. And she let go of that dream. She ended up marrying a person, and she's very angry and resentful. One of the things that she expressed is that she's angry and resentful towards the well-meaning people who gave her what she feels to be the worst advice of her life. Now, empirically, they gave her good advice, but that advice has not worked for her. So she's behaving as a, she has four children. She behaves as a proper Orthodox woman, but inside of her, she wishes she would have stayed with the non-Jewish boyfriend. And she's angry about the people who told her that, don't worry, you're going to come to love the guy and there's going to be more passion with your husband than you ever had with any guy. And that's not happened at all. And she's angry. She's angry at this wonderful man that she's married to, who she does not treat in a loving way, It's not his fault. He's trying his best. She's angry now at her teachers in Yerushalayim, and what she told me is that she's angry at HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. The anger is already a nicer word. It could be hatred for the mentors. It could be hatred for this husband and even Chalila for the one above. So we're talking about serious stuff, very serious stuff that affects us in so many ways. It's the pilkul of the Yisod of Arafat. It's being split into two and living a life of Echad B'Pev, Echad B'Leif. When what's in the heart is not which is on the outside growing. What was planted is not producing what it planted. Something else. Again, let's read the paragraph. I'll believe Fimash Brown is in a inana shani, Shabo Machmas Ashingri, Mahekan Ba Shingri, Mikach Shamasha Haya Bakar Yaslopo. And Mashahayah Bakar, who is Esh Yaslopo, ain't kind of shinui. If what was planted is what comes out, then there's no shinui, there's no shani, there's no division, there's no split, there's no change. Zuli Haitsoam, Hakar Lopo, Blush Nel, Yelgeni Yaso was used in this form, the Maral. And the other storm is Haitsoam, Mahalim Legila. Something that was hidden is revealed. The doctor's fresh and high school is the same. Kashi is soon to offer Aina Maisilapal as Mashahu Koya Bakar, El Maiti Mashahu Chodash. When the Yisod HaOfer produces something that was not, that's not the same as it was planted, not the same that was, that's inside the heart, is outside. Kana Musod HaNikras Sheni. Now we're talking about Sheni. So there's something different. There's something different. Sheresh Kol HaKil Kulim Shebebri Yehu. All of the kilkulim in creation, all that's damaged in creation, goes back. We spoke about this many times. It goes back to that kilkul that was woven into creation itself. Hashem told the earth, Ofer, to produce a tree that would have the same taste as the fruit. A certain type of a tree that tastes the same as the fruit. But the earth disobeyed, whatever that means. The earth did not do that. And the earth produced something different. Something different. Shein Eitzo appear Yosavim. Something different where the tree and the fruit have a different taste. But not what was planted. So instead the earth created this kilkul in creation, the deepest kilkul in creation. Was that the earth produced something which is a, which inherently is echad b'peh to echad b'leiv. In its heart, it's a tree that tastes the same as the fruit and the seed. It's a seed of a tree and fruit that have the same taste. But in reality, it did not, was not brought out, was not revealed. In reality, we have something different. It's a tree that does not have the same taste as the fruit. From there comes all of the stina, all of the hatred, all of the anger in our lives. Okay. It's a medaber echad b'tev echad b'leif kesh baruch hu sayna. So the Gemara says that there are three people that Hashem kiryachal, Hashem hates, where hatred is the problem, and there's hatred, hatred for this inyan. So all three of these share this in common. That there's something that's b'peh, that's not b'leiv. There's something that's b'koach, that's not b'pol. There's some sort of a break, a distortion that took place between what is hidden and what is revealed. That's all three of these have in common. So echad, the person who's medaber, echad b'peh, echad b'leiv, it's obvious. Machad ha-shimri ben mashi nimsa b'koach b'leiv, ben mashi osa b'pol b'peh. Because of this difference between what's in his heart and what he actually says. So when the Gemara says that Hashem hates him, it means that this person is somebody who feels hatred. And his life is a life of hatred. If we understand what the Rambam is telling us, that if the person brings out, he's honest, and he brings out, and he speaks about what he's upset, what's in his heart, and he brings out that fruit of hatred into reality, then he's saying, you're not oiv on the love, on the iser, l'sismas achicha b'vavach. Kevin sh'oimek tfisa sashinu inirak sh'odem niv b'omiz alosai. Elisha b'soich atzma k'yemes marech ha'shinui. Because real hatred comes not just from hating somebody else who's different from you. It's within yourself that you're divided. There's an echad v'peh v'echad v'lev within yourself. There's differences within yourself, who you are and how you act. Who you are inside of you and how you show yourself to be on the outside. These are two different worlds. So what's planted inside is not what's produced outside. Shakoch v'apol chalukim z'mizeh. The potential and the reality are divided. Mashinimsa b'lev and mashinimsa v'peh. What's in the person's heart inside is not what he speaks about. Zeo yisod ofram a kulkol. That's the kilkol of the yisod of ofram. Shakoch v'apol hemshnai. That the potential of what should be coming out and what is actually coming out are two different things. And here, Beis Kuf Mem Zayin. This is the beginning of all shinui in creation, of all otherness, which leads to hatred and so on. It doesn't have to. Of course, we can overcome these things. The tachlis in a healthy, correct state, the earth brings forth what the other yisodis help bring them out in the kachal apal, from potential to reality. But then you have the yisod of when it's in the kulkol, or might see a shalosh yisodis eish ruach mayim that kachal apal, but also shown that. Then it brings out something from eish ruach and mayim, but it's a distortion, something different. Vayishesam sheni or shnei eish shnei ruach and shnei mayim. So we'll talk more about what that means. So this is a perspective or a way of life, of living, that is filled with hatred. The loss of shnei. Again, sinner is also shnei different. The loss of shnei too. Loss of shnei too. The kasha sinner yaisus mehalei nakoch elamaisu v'polo eshishu v'inkan shnei. But when the person speaks what is on his heart, in his heart, and he brings it out, he tries to do it in as nice a way as possible, he discusses it and so on. So then, shuv, we're not talking about shnai. It's no longer two. Okay, and he's not over on the voices. And that's why this person who was having migraine headaches and backaches could feel better without having to go for surgery or injections. He could feel better because he's no longer shnai. He's echad. And there is that unbelievable deep connection between the mind and the body, between what's inside and what's outside. That's how Hashem is Ruach made us. That's why those who are honest, medical people who are honest, scientists who are saying the truth, will admit that the vast majority of people who have for instance, who have dislocations, what's it called, the discs. I forgot in the back in the spine. I forgot what it's called. But every single 99% of the backaches and problems are blamed on this, that honest scientists and doctors will admit that there are billions of people who walk around with that and that they don't feel pain at all. They're not having backaches at all. Not only that, they're working on the docks and working on construction sites and they're lifting up tons of things. But the other guy bends down to pick up a piece of paper from the floor, and all of a sudden he's in pain. He can't walk for a month. Did anything break? What's the surgery that's taking place? Something broke? Something happened? So the vast majority of time is a case of GMG. Garnish with garnish. There's something else. There's 30, 40, 50 years of anger, of hatred, of guilt, of shame, of pain, of resentment, Nice. All kinds of stuff that's inside. But on the outside, he doesn't show any of these things. On the outside, everything is developing. At some point, the body sends this pain, rather the mind, the heart, sends this unbearable pain, distress to the body, and nothing broke. He doesn't have a problem with his spine. Nothing split, nothing tore, nothing is broken. He's feeling unbearable pain. But the pain that he's feeling is not because of something that's broken in his back. It's because of something that's broken in his heart. But there's an echad b'peh, echad b'lev. And as a result of that, and not expressing that, and not talking to anybody about it, so it could come out in horrible physical pain. Because there's shani, there's not echad, there's shani. And when there's shani, there's sin. And that's why it's possible for this to be overcome, to be dealt with, even just by talking about it to oneself and discussing with somebody else. Even without going into all the problem of what one is angry about, what is resentful about. The ikkar is, it's not allowed to remain. The anger or the resentment or the stress doesn't remain in a way of echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. It's not shnayim, it could become echad, and that could bring to a cure. Now we understand the other people as well. Hasheni shkesbo kusana ushiyadeya edus v'chaveir v'enu meyidbo. Again, he knows edus. He's walking around knowing that he could help this person because he could testify in his behalf. But he doesn't say it. He doesn't want to go to court. Doesn't want to get involved. Parish from nachas kanois mekunish. It's the same thing. The person here, though, is silent. He's not saying one thing and feeling something else. He's just not saying what he knows. He's keeping this secret, and he's filled with guilt, but he's not helping this other guy. He has Aedus. He's not helping. Or he's not getting this bad guy off the street. He knows Aedus, and he's not saying Aedus. But he's not like the other guy that's speaking Echad B'Peh V'Echad B'Lev. This guy's just not—he's not talking, but he's got two things going on. It's also what is inside is not being shown on the outside. It's the same thing. Rashlishi, Hamed Yichid al Dvar Averus Rabbi Chaneru. He's saying ineffectual aidus. He's giving testimony, but the testimony is something which is worthless. Kangeshna Itzamak Alapo Shenen Nuchona. What's happening here is he's bringing something out that he has inside. But in a way, that's
I watched it over and over, bed this morning. I can't handle.